Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
One man went online, to do his banking. One man with his mouse, banking from his house.
All of us online, doing a banking, Republic Bank Online.
It's like having a bank with unlimited locations. Republic Bank Online Banking. Get statements, pay bills, transfer money, and more for free anywhere. Another reason why we're the one for you.
Anywhere,
as the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Ghana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672. Please note that Spats Incorporated is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, June and James agreed to start their own kitchen garden. Catalina and Myrtle were discussing the strict quarantine measures being taken by ExxonMobil when Pepper called and told her she was a changed person and had even reverted to her birth name of Abigail. She hoped they could rekindle their friendship. She apologized to Myrtle as well for any time she offended her in the past, then called Simon and refused money and an invitation to visit him. As we return, Shelley is singing in the kitchen.
Royalty! Royalty, I feel like royalty.
What are you going on about, Shelley, my love? I told you you can't sing.
You know, if I answer you, Ignatius. Anyways, it's a good thing I'm in a good mood because I am royalty. Whoa, and I live in a royal country.
Well, no doubt you are royalty because you are married to a king.
Yes, your royal highness. But all fun and jokes aside, Guyana collects its royalties from the oil sold in the first quarter of the year.
You know, I was just having a conversation like that with some of the guys that work for me.
Oh.
Guyana collected $54,927,994.8 from selling our first million barrels. They thought it was Guyana dollars.
What?
You know them guys don't really read nothing.
But how anybody could believe it's Guyana dollars, eh?
Well, I made sure to correct them that it was U.S. dollars.
But you see, that is the dangerous part about how this aisle information going around. People not wanting to read and going around talking all kind of wrong information.
Them boys don't read, man. Once they got money in their pocket to support and feed the family, that is all that is important.
Yeah, but that's how people spreading all kind of misinformation.
Well, thankfully, with the help of the village council, the people of Morondai are getting the right information. I know Unique, especially doing a lot of work to educate the young people.
Well, talk about she. I hear she and Fine Man's son left.
What?
Imagine you son Ryan and she friend Divine make back. And now she and she husband left.
Those two weren't married for that long.
It's last year they get married. Me ain't know is who wrong who. But I can find out.
You know you don't have to mind everybody's business.
Well, Unique is the deputy village chairman. There is a sweet scandal right there.
I'd rather you pay more attention to this oil business, you know.
I could do both.
So, how much was the royalty we received, my beautiful queen?
Look, it's there right here in a report on the Ministry of Finance website. 4,919,505.3 US dollars.
Lovely. I need to memorize all this information because I'm still lobbying to be nominated to sit on the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee.
You ain't got done with that?
Well, it's good to know I have a supportive wife.
Man, I didn't mean it like that. But you need to face reality. Who you think will nominate you, Ignatius?
So, in other words, you don't think I'm fit?
That's not what I'm saying, baby.
Then what are you saying?
Last time I checked, the nominations can be from civil society organizations, community groups, the Bar Association, the Private Sector Commission, the 10 Regional Democratic Councils, and places like the man.
So you're telling me I am not qualified to be nominated by our Regional Democratic Council?
You know what, my king? Let me down. Because I like how Unique and Kevin left. It might be me and you next. Instead, let me take a drink to Guyana receiving its royalties from the oil sold from the Stabroek Block in the first quarter of 2020.
Well, that is something we can certainly drink to.
Cheers.
Brian, why are you calling me?
What do you mean, why are you calling you, Divine? I miss you, babes.
I told you I'm back with my husband. You can't do this.
Which husband? Look, I thought you said you wanted a real man.
Brian, I'm gonna hang up.
You hang up this phone and I can show up at the house.
Are you out of your mind? Why you don't leave me alone?
I can't leave you alone, babes. Try stop thinking about you, but I can't, Divine. I love you, babes.
Oh my gosh. Brian, please. Look how many other girls you could get.
None like you. None like Divine. Why don't you come and meet me a little bit?
I can't do that, Brian.
Look, I get a little old on working with the village council. I join up with the waste management team.
That's good.
Yeah. Help him with picking up and disposing the garbage. Plus, I help him with distributing the hampers for this coronavirus fight.
That's good.
I want you to be proud of me, baby. I show you that I'm making an effort.
You got to do these things for you, Brian, not to impress me.
Look, I might even end up getting a little job in the Ministry of Communities. I send an application.
They advertise a vacancy?
No, but the cousin told me just to send in the application. He said it's good if they have it on record. So when something comes up that suits my qualification, they will call me.
I'm glad to know you're making moves.
Yeah, trying not to depend on my mother for everything. Seeing, I'm going to put down some roots for my youth there.
Good for you, Brian.
And for you, babes.
I can't be in your life anymore, Brian. Please, just leave me alone.
Wait, this fool still calling you? Give me this phone. Yo.
What's good, son?
Who's your problem, boy? Stop calling my wife.
You mean my woman? What you gonna do, son? What you gonna do?
You barking up the wrong tree, dog. Let this be the last day you call my wife. You hear what I'm telling you? You don't want these problems, boy.
Nah, you don't want these problems. Cause me afraid of you know your father.
Oh, you frightened? You ain't frightened.
But man, not frightened nobody.
Take this as your first and last warning. Leave my wife alone.
Abigail?
Since when you want people to call you Abigail Pepper?
Shelly, I turned my life around. That is why I'm calling to apologize for anyhow around you.
Well, I'm glad to know that you recover and you come out of the hospital. But I don't understand this wanting to be called Abigail and all this nonsense.
I ain't going into too much details. All I want you to know is that I still hold you as a friend. And I would like us to get along.
Wow.
Shelly, at certain times in life, we got to change our attitude and our behavior. At certain times, we got to forget all the nonsense and turn to God.
So wait, you's a sister now?
Yes, I gave him my life to God. Shelly, I almost died. I got to take care of myself now.
Alright.
So, if you will forgive and accept my hand of friendship, I will appreciate that.
Yeah, I accept you. Let me get this thing clear. You're going to be going to church and stuff from now on?
I'm going to be looking at different faiths until I find one that is suitable for me.
What I mean?
I might turn to the Muslim faith, Christian faith, Baha'i, even Rastafarian. I think you have to born a Hindu to be a Hindu, you know?
I'm not sure, girl.
But regardless of what religion it is, it's all about serving God.
Correct.
So, the next couple months can really be a time for me finding which one I feel more comfortable with.
Well, I don't know for Saturday. I'm shocked.
Is Ignatius there?
Will you, Amity?
I want to apologize to him, too.
I gonna tell him.
All right, girl. You take care, right?
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Well, Ignatius!
Yes, my love?
You won't believe the phone call I just get from Pepper, who now want people call she Abigail.
Abigail?
That's her birth name. Pepper is the name she come up with when all we used to strip at the slippery pool.
Those were glorious days.
Anyways, she said she apologized to you.
For what?
I don't know if the coronavirus rearranged this woman's brain. But she even saying she giving her life to God. But she ain't sure through which religion yet.
What?
I want to know if is the right Pepper I just talked to. Look again, Carmelo.
I'm going to head out. I promised Sonny to go down by the market and see how the cleansing and sanitizing go in this afternoon. I'm taking some supplies for them too.
Well, that's nice. Which reminds me, why you don't just start campaigning for the local government elections from now?
You think I'm doing all this work for nothing? That is exactly what I am setting myself up for. To be the next village chairman of Morondai.
And here I was thinking it was strictly out of the kindness of your heart.
Well, that too. I'll see you later, babes.
All right.
Love you.
I love you too. Let me call Marlo.
Double duty today? Babe, I blocked Brian's number. He won't bother us anymore.
If he won't make himself a fool, he can get hurt. I'm not playing divine.
Ryan, it doesn't have to come to that. Nobody is going to hurt anybody.
Let me catch he calling you one more time. Just one.
I blocked his number.
Yeah, but he could always contact you from another number.
I don't know why he decided to call me now. I haven't spoken to him since I moved back home with you.
I said what I had to say, and everybody got fair warning.
Babe.
I go in a shower.
Okay. Who calling him now? What does she want? Hello?
Oh, hi, Divine. I was expecting Ryan to answer, but I'm glad it's you again.
He's in the shower. What do you want, Pepper?
Well, I'm sure you all here come out of the hospital.
Yeah, glad you recovered, but what you want with my husband?
Nothing. I'm trying to change my life. I ain't going to be going by Pepper anymore.
Okay.
Going with the name my mother gave me, Abigail.
Okay.
And I just wanted to apologize to you.
Wow.
Ryan is your husband, and I shouldn't have mixed up myself with him.
Okay.
God bless you. And your marriage divine.
Pepper, you okay?
Yes, I'm alright.
You sure you recover from coronavirus and it's not a fever got you?
Yes, divine. I'm a changed woman. Take care of Ryan. I wish you all the best. God bless.
What is this? Pepper change?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.